This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's all you.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
We are so back.
We are so back.
This is Janet. Nope. This is Shame on Me. I was doing so good for a second.
I really like the energy that you brought.
Yeah, thank you.
And then
something happened.
Yeah.
Well, this is Shame on Me, and I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
And we're so happy to be back.
And I don't know. Are you feeling shameful at this point or?
Not right now, but I felt some shame earlier today.
Okay.
I made a stupid mistake.
I really hope this is funny.
I think it might be funny for you. I don't know how funny it's going to be for everyone else.
Do you think it's... Well, that's just confusing. Let's get into it then, hey?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to do first? Do you want to do two truths and a lie, or do you want to tell the story first?
Two truths and a lie.
Okay.
And I'm also eating for anyone who's listening. Wow, I've really lost it.
And you know who's listening.
That's true.
I'm also not using a mic stand anymore, so things are going to be wild and wacky today.
We're getting wild.
I can go first.
Okay.
Because I don't think mine turn into large stories. Okay, this last Saturday, my new job pushed me to a breaking point, and I had a very big cry about it.
Okay.
I finished reading Tower of Dawn, so I'm ready for you to read your book as I wait for the next book.
Ooh, okay.
From the library. And third, oh no. There was an explosion in my apartment. That's just a lie. That's a trick. I had a nap after work, and honestly, it was a great decision, and I got up right after my alarm went off, and I felt great afterwards.
Okay. First one. Was that the Saturday one?
Job, Saturday, big cry.
So,
breaking point.
There's a lot of things happening. Oh, my God. There's a lot of things happening in this dressing right now.
That's one way to... Mm-hmm. To talk about some food that someone else made for you.
It's good. It just keeps hitting my throat weird. Okay.
I don't like that.
Sorry. I'm just going to drink some wine. Just give me a second.
Yes. Sponsored by La Marca. One of the champagnes or sparkling wines that compares to proper champagnes. But you can't really tell the difference.
Yeah. Okay. So...
Well, that's bubbly. You could probably hear it on my tongue. Give me a second.
Oh, wow. Honestly, I'm impressed you kept it in your mouth. Oh, I hate this.
No, I don't think so.
No. So Saturday there was a work event that you attended.
That's true.
I was not there.
No, why
the
would
the feedback
you be there?
From other people yesterday was that it was great.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
I'm glad for them.
But like part of me thinks that like
did they say anything about me?
No. They did not say a single Fuckers. Thing about you. Part of me thinks hanging out with families for like 3 hours could have broken you.
It's a long time. And honestly, it was only like 2 hours.
I think it's a lie though.
Okay.
Like every part of me wants to say truth. So I'm going with lie. I'm going against my instincts. No instincts today. What was the second one?
I don't know.
Oh, the book. Book. You had a big ass book beside your computer today.
Yeah.
I'm going to say true.
Okay.
It'd be a weird way to go about this if that was a lie.
Okay.
And then the last one, I've already forgotten.
There was an explosion. what was the last one? Oh, I had a nap after work and like.
Why?
Okay.
You're still wearing the same outfit and I'm so convinced you would have changed.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just really feel strongly.
One of the
that.
Reasons why I wanted to do the Instagram story is because I really like this shirt.
I like that shirt too. Yeah. I told you that today.
Yeah.
That's the same shirt. Yeah, it is. I was just making sure.
Really liked how my hair was before I came over. I was like, I feel disheveled. And I feel like
in
that.
In an appropriate way.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So you went lie.
Truth, lie.
Lie, truth, lie. Mm-hmm. And it was lie.
Okay.
Lie. True.
Oh, okay. 1 out of 3.
Yeah. With the book, I did finish the book. And you did see the next book on my desk.
Okay.
I can't read your book right now because I went and like immediately bought the next book.
That's fair. Wow, it was that. You had to that badly.
Man, holy shit. I would love, like, maybe you're just not in the that space or phase anymore. Mm-hmm. But like, if you like Harry Potter, this is like a million times better than Harry Potter.
Watch yourself.
Like a million times better than
Watch
Harry Potter.
Yourself.
100 million times better than Harry Potter.
It's really hard for me to.
What do you like about Harry Potter? I know you've said the world building before, mm-hmm. and the fact that they're like really spot on with a bunch of social issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like pro-slavery, anti...
mm-hmm.
What social issues are you on board? Like,
no,
that was a total
the
joke
exploration.
The entire time.
I'm on board with the exploration of emotions. I think she
what
does a
emotions?
Good job.
Maybe I don't...
Harry's
maybe...
experiencing a lot. He's
you know,
going through a lot.
I do remember with... The Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was like, yeah, he's, and like, maybe I just haven't read it in a long time or mm-hmm. since I've been able to feel anything. Mm-hmm. But I've always felt like the best emotional part for me was at the end when his parents and Sirius were like, we're with you.
Of course.
To the end. Holy shit.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd be interested in going back.
You should. You know the cheap theater in
That's
Canyon
not
Meadows?
True. I don't think I am interested. I'm well, curious, but I don't think I'm interested.
You know the cheap theater in Canyon Meadows?
Yeah.
They're doing Harry Potter marathon. So they're doing one movie a week for 8 weeks.
Harry Potter.
And I think Stefan and I are going to go next week.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Isn't your wedding next week?
No, my wedding's in like 3.5 weeks.
I've got some calls to make. Yeah, so I am not ready to read your book because I was going to take a break, and then I was like...
You could not.
I couldn't.
I get it.
I couldn't.
I get it.
And I'm happy to, like, have the last book mm-hmm. in my possession, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do have to buy Tower of Dawn, though. That was, like, that was a good one.
Was that the one before this one?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Wow, it's worth buying.
Yeah, and I don't buy books new,
no.
like,
no,
ever.
You don't.
Yeah.
Wow.
I buy a lot of books that I don't read. I've got like an entire stack.
Mm-hmm. Many people.
And it's just like $4, $8 books from Fair's Fair and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I love how the only anonymous thing on the podcast is technically your name. Like, we are giving out neighborhoods. We're giving, we're going to be talking about Stampede.
To be fair, if someone wanted to stalk us, they could very easily find out what city we live in, because, like, we follow, like, all city accounts on our Instagram.
We is doing a lot of heavy lifting. I had to unfollow one person because I kept getting notifications that they were going live.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Some Gary guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was just like a podcaster that someone ended up following.
Okay. AKA me.
Probably.
And then the last one was
true. I only did one so far.
You had a nap.
I did have a nap.
Good for you.
And set my alarm for 15 minutes. As I was like falling asleep, I was having a dream that I was about to like do a big jump and like actually like kicked my legs. So that was good. But then I like had a nice little nap. I was listening to that podcast that we were talking about before I left work.
Okay.
I swear.
Oh, the one I was telling you about.
Yeah, I swear the death thing was like a throwaway line.
It really stuck with me though.
Because all he said was like, death is weird. It's the weirdest thing we do. I don't know. Did he say it's the weirdest thing we do?
Something like that. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing humans do or something. Or people do.
Yeah, maybe I have to call my grandma. It's her birthday. Her name's Arlene, everybody. Go out and wish Arlene a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Arlene.
Happy birthday, Arlene. I think my grandpa's gonna die soon.
That's just the vibe.
Well, he's having like brain stroke things going on.
Yeah.
Lots of garbled speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. It's not crazy. Yeah.
Death is weird.
Death is one of the weirdest things we do, isn't it? I also think framing death as something that humans do.
I know.
It was weird.
That's what really, it was like an active choice that people, well, some people are making a choice.
And, but, like, was it a larger segment? Do you remember? Or was it just, like, that one thing? Because that's all I...
Did she talk about how she agreed?
Yeah.
Then that might be it.
Okay. Here's my big thing.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast, the host,
mm-hmm.
not my favorite person in the world.
Oh, really?
Kind of like a little slob on the knobby.
Well... Could be because these are all like her colleagues.
Yeah.
And because she's probably, they're not getting paid or anything.
Classic. Who so fucking does that?
So she's probably really trying to like make it worth their time, you know?
Oh, they're not getting paid. Does she get paid?
No, it's like her own produce. Like she does it entirely herself.
Well, we make a lot of money and we produce it ourselves.
True, true. No, I would imagine she does not get paid for it.
Okay.
Yeah. I would also imagine that she only brings on people she already respects.
Yeah.
That's the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of felt like a little starry-eyed.
Yeah, that's fair.
But who am I to say that? That's bad. True. Me, I'm the one. yeah, I had a nap, and it was great. My alarm went off after 15 minutes. I was like, okay, this normally doesn't happen. Let's get to it. And then I did have a pretty good cry after work on Saturday.
Yeah.
But it was after I was just like reflecting on things.
Okay.
And there were a couple boys that like don't have a dad. And so I was just like playing with them and everybody's like, wow, incredible. I'm like, I'm throwing a fucking frisbee. Keep it in your pants.
I see.
But it was cool. And like, there are lots of things that I can do naturally or like that like is like very helpful for people and like nice things to model,
right? And it's like comes naturally. It's not like you're making an effort, you're just kind of like doing those things.
Yeah
I like that. That's cool.
Like one of the kids like freaking what, not more than some handful of years old.
Okay.
I don't want to like get too specific, right? But has a bunch of like, you know, attention disorders and whatnot.
Okay.
And apparently, when you prescribe meth to a child, they lose their appetite.
Meth?
Well, it's a type of meth, isn't it?
ADHD medication?
Yeah.
Basically, I guess.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah, I've heard of that.
And so, like, he's not gaining weight.
Right.
And so, like, even just, like, eating and whatnot is a big thing. But, like, imagine, like, having to sit down for a long period of time just eating when you're not hungry.
Right.
So it was like, yeah, we would, like, go play. And then I'd go send him away for a couple bites. And he'd come back. And then I'd go send him away for a couple bites. So that was cute.
Much more manageable, I would imagine, for that.
I put the man in manageable, Janet. And then his brother, I was showing him how to like fly a kite. Mm-hmm. And I was like undoing all the string and whatnot. Cause the way, okay, what the actual fuck, when you buy a kite, these are crappy kites anyway. Mm-hmm. But when you buy a kite, the string comes spooled so that like you have to unspool the entire string. And I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't like
so
that.
So I had to unspool the entire string, but then you have to attach the string back to it. Mm-hmm. So I'm showing this little boy like how to attach a string to a kite. And he's like, how do you know how to do this?
Aww.
And I'm like, I guess somebody taught me.
That's cute.
Just the way that I'm teaching you right now.
Oh my gosh.
And that
gosh.
Was pretty special.
Wow, that's pretty
that
special.
Pretty special.
That's really special.
And then I kind of went off the deep end with it. And I was like, man. I have thousands of children, Heather. I don't have just like one or two babies of my own.
Man.
I have literally like, I don't know, like.
I think I'm getting some echo gas? From you.
Gas?
No.
Do you have some gas?
No, some like.
Are you getting gas from the wine?
No. That's really nice.
But
I don't
yeah, we talked
really
to a lot of
it.
People.
That's cool. Very cool. Yeah, I don't think I think about being with kids that way all the time. And maybe it would feel more purposeful if I did think about it.
Yeah.
Like, I do think about how my behavior impacts them, obviously. Yeah. And I think...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
About, like, modeling behavior, but I think sometimes maybe I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I
like,
guess.
Like, I'm very conscious of, like, the messages I'm sending versus, like, yeah. Oh, this is just how I would do things.
Yeah. It is really interesting, though. It is a bit of a different vibe because mm-hmm. like the things that I liked the most about being in schools was barely any of like
the actual content.
Yeah, yeah. And like I'll fucking roast you, mm-hmm. you little shit.
Yep.
And those kinds of things. So.
Huh. That sounds very cool.
Yep. That was cute.
Awesome. I like that for you.
Oh yeah, I was wanting to talk to you about other work stuff before, but we'll do it off the record.
Okay.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Oh, goodness. I've forgotten already.
Oh, goodness
okay,
me.
Okay, my first one.
We are shameful.
I was traveling. That's not a truth or lie. That's just true.
No, it is a true, yeah.
Yeah, it is not a lie. It's true. I had a near-death experience while I was
no
traveling.
No fucking
that's
way.
That's one of mine.
No fucking mm-hmm. way.
I puked on the plane.
That's so funny.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna chop all my hair off after the wedding.
True, false.
Okay, wow. True, false. Okay, you're basically all wrong.
No! Yeah. Wow!
So, I kind of had, I would call it a near-death experience.
So, what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, so I'll give you like a half point on that one. So, I would say so it involved choking.
Could I have ever won? Could I have ever won on that one? If I said false, would
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I would have given it to you if you said it was a lie.
It seems like so, what is
it's the dishwasher.
Happening over here? Did we think about this before
no,
we started the dishwasher?
Not. No. It's fine. Is it bad?
No, it's okay. Not really.
So it involved choking.
Okay.
And I would call a near-death experience while choking, like, fully losing my airway and someone having to provide, do the Heimlich maneuver on me. That is what...
Abdominal thrust.
Yeah, abdominal thrust and back, whatever.
Back blows, baby.
Back blows. There we go.
Triple B.
So that's what I would call a near-death experience.
Am I wearing sunglasses right now?
They do look tinted.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, would you agree that that is a near-death experience? Like, that is near death. If you lose your airway and you cannot breathe and someone saves you from choking to death.
I think, philosophically, I'm very interested in having the debate.
Okay.
But I would be all for expanding the spectrum of near-death experiences.
So, what happened to me was I was eating and a very large chicken bone was in my food and it got caught like sideways, like across my throat.
Do you fucking chew, man?
So I did not know it was in there. I think what happened was my food was in a broth and I'm going to guess the chicken was meat.
Your food was in a broth?
Well, it was like kind of a curry. It was like a Jamaican curry.
And it was
curry.
A salad?
No, it was not a salad. Who said it was a salad? Sorry. I'm eating a salad right now.
Maybe I eat a lot of chicken salad and just made that.
That object permanence thing was the opposite. You're like, it's in front of me, so that's what it must be. No, it was like a Jamaican curry seafoody thing, but there was a chicken bone.
You're making me
in it.
Choke on a chicken bone.
And you can debate whether that should have been. I wanted to move past it so bad.
And I think that was the funniest part for me.
I really wanted to keep going. Oh my goodness. We really are back. We're freaking back.
We're so fucking back.
So, okay, anyway. So, there probably shouldn't have been a chicken bone in my food. In the first place.
Probably.
But I'm just telling myself.
What are we talking about? Like, if
there was no chicken in my food. Yeah. This is why I'm saying. I think it was part of the broth. Like, you know, when you soak, like, chicken and bones and stuff like that to make a broth.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You've got to stop. What were we talking about before? Like, you becoming less tolerant? It's really showing up right now in the podcast, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I'm just bringing different cultures to the world.
Is that what you're doing? Is that what we're doing? Oh, my God. I did not interrupt you this much while you were telling your stories.
You're allowed to.
Yeah, well, okay.
It probably makes it for better stories.
It probably does. That's true.
What are we doing here?
So, anyways, I took a bite of, like, rice and broth and whatever.
Can just slurp that shit back.
Yeah, and just ate it. And I think, like, you know when you feel like a tiny little tiny crunch? But it was like, it could be a little tiny fish bone, could be a little piece of crunchy rice, not worried. Swallowed, big chicken bone stuck in my throat. Like, sideways across my throat. And I could breathe,
this
but
makes
I
you
could...
want to throw up.
Yeah, well, that's essentially how I got it out of my throat. I could breathe, but I could feel it in the top of my throat. And it felt really bad. So then essentially, it just kind of naturally, I kind of like gagged and it came out of my face. And I felt really bad because I think Stefan's brother, I like said out loud, oh my God, there's something in my throat. I didn't know what it was. And then.
Oh my God, there's something stuck in your throat. It's like when you have like something stuck in your eye, and you're like, oh, I've got something stuck in my eye. And someone's like, is it your finger?
God.
Is it your finger?
I hate those people. So, and then I literally like gagged. What? And not on purpose, but that's like what
happened.
Can
you reenact the gag?
No, I can't because that'll make me throw up. Don't, please don't.
But okay, just tell me if I'm getting warmer.
No, like, I don't think bleh. I made a noise. It was just like the action, like that very visceral. Yeah, like something like that.
Okay.
But then it came out of my throat.
Hey, everybody, that was for free.
Oh my God. It came out of my mouth.
You did say came out of your throat.
Yeah, I know I
first.
Did. I didn't know. I tried to adjust. I don't know how to make this better. I don't know how to like whatever's going on over there.
I'm having a good time.
And like, you know when you hurt yourself and then you look at where you hurt yourself and it's 1,000 times worse?
No.
Like, what? No?
Like, what are you talking? No.
Like, if you hurt yourself really badly and you
was I not allowed to answer honestly?
Yeah, I think that's so weird. Like, when you hurt yourself badly, if you don't look at it, you're way less likely to go into shock. But if you look at it, you're going to be like, holy fuck, that's my body.
I have a theory.
Okay.
That part of the reason why I am the way that I am.
Okay.
Is because I've never really had a major injury.
Neither have I, but it even happens
to me. We can't
burp
at the same
time,
Janet.
When I stub my toe, I'm like scared to look at my toe. Because I'm like, what if I rip the nail right off my toe? I don't want to know. No? That's just a me experience?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Unrelatable.
But what I was trying to get at was that once I saw the chicken bone, it made it a lot worse. And then I was really dysregulated.
Nice.
Like, very dysregulated.
How big was the bone? Like, I'm imagining, so like, okay, before you, are you serious?
Oh, yeah, like, dead serious.
That's like 6 inches.
It's not 6 inches, you fucking liar. It was probably 2.5 inches long.
That's 6 inches.
And it was like a chicken wing thickness of bone. Maybe even
thicker.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to ask, like, what kind of bone on a drumstick or a flatty?
No.
And I'm imagining a flatty.
No. Drumstick.
What? Drumstick?
The thickness of the middle bone
of
a drumstick.
I'm a little concerned that you hucked this down your throat without noticing.
Well, it got stuck like right at the top of my throat.
Like, I'm curious, even if it's like a bite of broth and rice,
how did it fit on your spoon? Maybe I'm making it sound worse in my head.
How did you just gulp this thing down?
That's true. So, if we really think about the logistics, it was probably not as long as a spoon.
I would have taken a picture.
I should have.
Was this in Britain?
No, it was in Scotland.
Scotland.
In Glasgow.
Glasgow. Very, no, that wasn't
no,
it.
That was
wasn't
bad.
It.
You
I
had
lost
it for a second. And
Glasgow.
Then.
Glasgow. I'll just stop there.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I was very dysregulated and my heart was not, I was really paying attention to my body as we were sitting there. Heart was not racing, but I felt very nauseous and I just felt very like, even though my heart wasn't racing and I could breathe, it was just like I was rubbing Stefan's back and I was like pressing on his back for pressure. That was helping me. And then I was just sitting there like squeezing my arms very quietly, and I think his brother was like, oh God, is she okay? Because he saw it happen. He saw me vomited up. I felt bad. I was like, that could not have been pretty.
Yeah.
So that was my near death experience, is what I'm calling it.
And so did you feel like a surge of panic of like, oh, I'm choking?
No, because I could breathe and I was talking. Like, I was like, there's something in my throat.
There's something.
No, not even like that. Like, I was more,
there's something in my throat.
The panic more came from like, how is this gonna get out of my throat? That was
same way.
That was more my panic, and luckily my body just like rejected it. I did not have to think too much.
You know, God bless our trauma brains, our survival mechanisms.
Yeah. And then I was really paying attention to my very dysregulated body after, and even for like probably many days after, every time I thought of it, I got like a visceral feeling of nausea and could feel it in my throat. Like, I feel pretty okay talking about it now, but like a week ago, it made me very...
That's very interesting. And the fact that like you didn't think that you're gonna die.
No.
But are like...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Just didn't like... I think it was like the feeling of it. So.
Did you get your meal comped?
No,
because you ate a chicken bone that wasn't a part of a chicken dish.
Stefan's dad paid for the meal kind of like before we really realized what was happening. And I really didn't get a chance to tell the server, hey, I almost died.
What kind of restaurant is this where you're paying for the meal before you eat the meal?
No. But like after, I didn't tell the server. I didn't like call her over and tell her what happened.
You didn't be like, hey, just guess where this came from.
Honestly, I'm surprised Stefan didn't, because he loves getting free shit.
Well, yeah.
And I'm surprised you didn't exploit my pain.
I liked how you were rubbing Stefan's back to calm yourself down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've been rubbing a lot of kids' backs to like calm them down. I made one bleed recently.
A child?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Later, they drew a picture of me, though, so...
Okay, so you're good.
I'm pretty good.
So that was the first thing. So I would call it a near death experience.
Are you gonna get a fuck ass bob?
I'm thinking of chopping my hair off. I'm not gonna go too short, but I'm thinking like chin length kind of thing.
That's pretty short.
Yeah.
I guess depends on your
definition. It has to be above my shoulders, because if it hits my shoulders, it's gonna flip really fucking weird.
Flip?
Yeah, like it'll go like
weird.
It has
to be below your shoulders or above your shoulders?
It either has to be below, like really below, or really above.
I was thinking like...
Because I got this weird, like, people might say it's muscle. I don't think it's muscle. I think it's just the way my body is. Like this little lumpy bit beside my neck. You know?
Arguably, those are the same thing.
As muscle? They're muscle?
Muscle or weird lumpy bits.
Yeah. It's not like I worked out for it or something, though. It's just where it is. It just is.
I have muscle that I have not worked
there
out for.
Go. Okay. Anyway, so if it like sits anywhere on there, it's going to like flip weird. So it has to be higher than that.
Yeah, because when you said yes to the bob, and then you're like, it has to be above the shoulder, it'll flip weird. I was like, I have terrible news for you. Your hair will grow.
Yeah, I know. And then I have to get it cut again. I know. I'm actually going to have to start getting regular haircuts.
What is the motivation behind
this? I'm kind of just over my hair.
Ah.
And like, I haven't cut it short. Hi. Hmm? No. I can look at it though. Oh, cool. Yeah, I haven't cut it short in a really long time. I haven't really done anything to it, to be honest, in a really long time. And I'm kind of bored with it. All right. Okay.
Wow.
I know. I'm really taking my time.
Taking my time just to move it on.
Yeah. So I want to cut it short. It's I also think it'll be easier to do, like to style.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I want it long enough I can put it at least in a little ponytail.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Ponytail.
How long was your hair when you went to Africa?
Like this length.
Oh. Okay.
I had it long. But I kind of learned how to like. Bye. Poorly French braid it.
Yeah.
Like very poorly. And that was actually a good strategy.
What would they call that? The proletariat braiding?
Yeah. Okay. I was. I had nothing. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm actually really excited. Honestly, if I wasn't getting married, I would just do it right now.
Oh shit.
You not recording over there?
I don't know. It completely fell asleep.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Sleep. No, still recording.
It should still be. And then what was the other one? I did not puke on the plane.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, those were good.
Yeah, they were,
those
right?
Those were good pulls.
Yeah, the flight was, both flights were very smooth.
What did you guys eat on the plane?
Oh my God. On the flight back, maybe the best plane food I've ever had in my life.
I'm such a plane food supporter.
So on the way there, it was good because it was like kind of lunch-ish time and then kind of breakfast-ish time.
Okay.
That worked. I had like a chicken and mash and beans situation.
For lunch?
Yeah, like the one big meal they give you. Okay. They only kind of give you one big meal.
Okay.
And then... it had like cheese and crackers with it.
Mm.
And then it had like a little mini donut as the dessert.
Oh, nice.
And a little salad. So that was great. And then the breakfast, it was breakfast time Kind of. Not really. It was kind of breakfast time, I guess, in the UK. It was like the middle of the night for me. And it was like a egg and cheese croissant thing. And I did I ate a bite. And I did not like it.
I had an English breakfast on a plane once.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. How was it so good?
Honestly, you can't really fuck that up. So I'm glad the plane did it right.
I don't know. You could have like really shitty ingredients.
True. And then on the way back was funny because we left at noon. And then we got in at like 1 p.m. because you gain all that time back. So the first meal was like, what, 2 hours into the flight. And it was like a dinner-ish meal. But then they gave us like breakfast at the end of the flight, which was very funny because it was breakfast in neither of the places, neither the place we just left time zone or the place we were going to time zone. So it was just kind of a funny choice. On the way back, it was a veggie tortellini. So it had some kind of like mushroom filling.
Okay.
And like a tomato sauce and tons of melted cheese.
Oh.
And it was so fucking good.
Don't skimp on the cheese.
And like if you're really picky about your tortellini and you don't want it to be mushy, you would not have liked it. But okay, I don't mind mushy tortellini.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
So, and then a little like garden salad. And the bun was shaped like a little clamshell.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, literally.
Like the top of a shell. It's not a lady finger, but...
Mm?
You know like those Madeleines?
No.
You know those?
I think I know them, but that's not
they
at all.
They just kind of look like a shell. They're like some kind of bakery thing.
It literally looked like a shell. It wasn't like, oh, it kind of looks like a shell. Like, it was obviously trying to be a shell.
Yeah.
Madeleine cookie.
Cookie, yeah.
No. No. Well, I mean, kind of, but more shell. Like, it had the little base, you know, like the little bottom of the shell where it would, like, hinge.
That's crazy.
It was very crazy. And then a little garden salad and cheese and crackers again. Yeah. And a little mousse, chocolate mousse for dessert. It was freaking awesome.
Damn.
And free booze on the plane. There and back. Turns out that's a thing. Didn't know.
Because but you made use of it.
I didn't really. I'm scared to drink too much on planes. Because I do get, if it gets bumpy, I get nauseous. And then that's not a good combination. We like switched seats with someone because they wanted to sit. Stefan and I were sitting across from the aisle from each other. Because that's what we now do.
Yeah.
It's the best strategy in my opinion. And then the woman beside Stefan, her husband, assumably, or partner or whatever.
I just said you say assumably?
Yeah, I did. Presumably. He was sitting right in front of Stefan.
Okay.
So we were talking. Stefan and I were talking. And then, like, in the aisle seat in front of Stefan.
Uh-huh.
So they were kind of like kitty corner. Like, they could look through the seats at each other.
Kissy corner.
Yeah, totally. And Stefan and I were talking to each other, and she said something like, oh, you guys are sitting together. I was going to ask you to, like, switch seats with my husband or whatever. And I was like, oh, I don't care, whatever. And then the flight attendant came by and, like, came over to me and was like, don't switch seats with her or with him. Like, I think out of the, like, probably frustration that people don't pay for seats and then, like, make other people switch. Because
when you pick
your seats, like, when we looked, we'd paid for seats. But when we looked, when we checked in, there was, like, only middle seats scattered. So, like, presumably, the flight attendant gets frustrated when people do this and then, like, ask other people to switch all the time so they can sit with their...
Yeah, because the flight attendant gets a cut.
Yeah, exactly. She gets a cut. It was just kind of funny. And then Stefan didn't hear that exchange, though, because I was like, I really don't care either way. But I was like, if they want to switch. And then, like, immediately as we were in the air, he switched with the guy. And then it was kind of funny because Stefan thought I was the one that was like, Stefan, you should switch. Where I was kind of like, I didn't really care. But I found out later that it turned out she was nervous flying. And that's why she wanted to sit next to her partner. And that made me feel better about switching.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that's a shitty feeling. Mm-hmm. I have that feeling sometimes. And Stefan and I were still like, he was just like one aisle, one row up. It was not that far away from each other. So.
Yeah, it was not the ideal switch situation. Because she was in middle seat.
Well, Stefan was in an aisle, and so was he.
Yeah. So you were just then one row, kitty corner to Stefan.
Exactly.
So you couldn't kiss. Yeah.
Yeah. But I did not want to sit. Like, where there was really nowhere else. I guess they could have asked the person, but he could ask the person beside him. to switch middle.
She could just nut up, you know?
Or she could just nut up. Yeah, exactly. So that was funny. And then the flight attendant was like, you guys need to buy them drinks. She was very like, you owe them something.
I think that's fair.
Which is fair. And they were like, absolutely. Like, thank you guys so much. We'll buy your drinks. Like, all good. And then it turned out the drinks were free. So that was funny. And they were like, we tried. And I was like, it's all good. And they were like, if you want snacks or anything? I was like, it's all good.
Hit me with a snack.
So that was funny. But yeah, free drinks.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then like any fun things from the trip? Any stories?
It was really fun. The wedding was really fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I haven't talked to you about this at all, have
I? No.
Because I've told stories to other people. Holy hell. Wedding was beautiful, fancy, great, lots of fun, but holy fuck expensive.
Yeah.
So in general, UK, very expensive for Canadians. Not a good place to travel.
The pound.
The pound. The Canadian dollar is not worth a lot. Mm. So like everything costs the same. In pounds. So it's like a coffee is four or 5 pounds.
Holy shit.
But then you double it because our dollar is so bad. So if it's 4 pounds, it's all of a sudden $8.
Holy.
Yeah.
Holy mama.
So like everything roughly kind of costs the same. Like a coffee here is $4 or $5, but you just have to double everything for our dollar.
Yep.
So it was really expensive.
Yep.
And then I don't know. I've got to find out what the deal is with weddings and bars in England, because their drinks were full priced, and so the cocktails, delicious cocktails, holy shit delicious, were £10. So on my credit card, $19.30 a cocktail.
Damn.
I drink a lot of cocktails.
Well, as you should.
I can't say no to mojito. I really can't. And even if it was $20, which it was.
Huh.
And then like the glasses of wine and beer were like £7. So like $14. They did give us like lots of table wine, which was greatly appreciated. 3 bottles of wine on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that included a bottle of rosé. So big fan of that. And they gave everyone like a couple drink tickets, which was also great. And like free, some like a couple free, like one or two free drinks at happy hour.
Okay.
Or like the cocktail hour.
Yep.
But it was expensive. I spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open bars are common, but not always provided.
Okay. So the same as here, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Far off from a toonie bar, though.
Yeah. Far off from a toonie bar.
But like you said, like it was in a fancy place.
It was fancy. So it might have been their rules. It's
And
it's
honestly,
possible.
An open bar with a in a fancy place.
Sloppy.
Well, it's like it would be really expensive.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
My sister got married in like a decently fancy place.
Did she?
Yeah, not a castle though.
It wasn't a castle, but I would say it was a manor house.
Castle adjacent.
Manor house.
She got married in like a hotel in Rhode Island.
Pretty.
In Newport, so.
That sounds cool.
What? I don't remember what the drink situation was though. So that's
probably means it was good.
You know, honestly, Caitlin's like one of the only people consistently listening, so she'll get back to me.
Yeah, she
on
can
that.
Let you know.
Yeah.
But it was honestly so much fun. They had a pizza van for the late night snack, which was
a pizza man,
pizza van,
a pizza van.
Same thing, I guess. Very fun, but same thing, like not super practical in terms of like they were making the pizzas. So it just took a long time, but they were of course delicious and like kind of exactly what you want when you've been drinking.
Delicious or delicioso?
Delicioso.
Delicio?
I think they're all, it's all
delicio.
Right. Yeah, it was so fun. And then our time, like, outside
of
London.
Yo, what was the music like?
Okay, so Stefan's brother said this after, and I totally agree. And he said, you know, I didn't know what I expected it to be, but it was just the same as we'd have at a wedding here. And I was like, I thought the same thing. I was like, what did I think was going to happen? So I was like, half the artists we listen to are British. So, like.
I suppose, yeah. So what was their first song?
Oh, fuck me.
You were perfect.
No, no, I would remember. Maybe a song I didn't know super well.
Na, na, na,
fuck, I don't remember. I don't remember. They had like a little, you know, it was like not choreographed, but kind of choreographed. Like a good vibe. Like they'd obviously practiced a lot, but it wasn't like super.
Did they have a dip? Did they have spins? Did they have kisses?
They had a dip. They had some spins. They had like a little shimmy.
A shimmy?
A little shimmy.
What do you mean a shimmy?
Like a little like, woo, woo, woo.
Oh, like going, going like what I'm doing to the mic right now. Kind the listeners of. Can tell Doppler wise.
Sonar with their sonar. Yeah, it was really, really fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Common drinks in the UK. Ready. Passion fruit martini. No, okay. Passion fruit something. I can't remember what they called it. Kind of served in a martini glass. Shot of Prosecco on the side.
Oh, okay.
Everywhere they had those.
A passion fruit martini, Britain.
I don't think it was called Scotland. A martini.
Scotland, Britain.
In yeah, I
England.
Oh, we saw them in Scotland too, actually. So everywhere.
Okay. UK. Cocktail. Passion. Fruit. I don't think this was a time for you to eat. I'm not vamping.
You are vamping.
Well.
I'm eating. You're right. That
passion
was a lot
fruit
of silence.
Prosecco mimosa.
No.
Passion fruit martini recipe. Two ripe passion fruits. Prosecco to serve.
Something like that.
Sounds like mm-hmm. It was a passion okay. fruit martini. Okay.
But it was like everywhere they had those.
Passoa Prosecco, fancy passion fruit cocktail recipe.
And then,
porn star
what
martini.
Else was it?
Wow.
There were some other common ones. Mojitos.
Mojito. I don't think I would ever pay $20 for a mojito.
Fucking
no matter
love
how.
A mojito.
Yeah, but like, I feel like how good can a mojito be?
Really fucking good. Would you pay $2 for a mojito?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
What a crazy question.
I'm just checking. You have that option at the wedding. The fewer you buy, the better for our bill, though. Just...
I ended up... Oh, really?
Well, they're expensive.
Oh. Well, this is a confusing... You're making me a little confused.
It's fine.
I ended up getting a place like in the same area, so I won't have to... Did I tell you this already?
Like on the property?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. But I don't know if I can check in until after the ceremony, but whatever.
We did talk about this.
Yeah.
We also talked about the fact that there would be somewhere for you to get ready if you need it.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about
this.
And
you know what? I found out where Mira is staying because I found out she's staying with like a friend of a friend who has a place in Fernie. And I just assumed it was somewhere in Fernie, but it's one of those condos.
Oh, really?
So I'm sure you could also use her room to get ready if you want him.
Again, I think it's for the best that I just get ready here and drive down.
Right. True. There you go.
Yeah.
What else? There's some stuff, but
unless
maybe
they
not want to
hang out Friday
stuff.
Night. Unless they want to hang out Friday night. Like, they, I stay in their place Friday
I don't think,
night.
I think they're staying somewhere, and this person also has a roommate. So I don't think it's... I think it's an interesting situation.
Parties are parties.
Yeah.
Shout out Mira.
What else? Yeah, there's some things, but maybe not stuff that's okay for the podcast.
I should have. Man, Stefan's mom must have been on one. Hey.
Oh my god.
I should have asked Stefan what he thought about Fall Out Boy.
Oh, you should have.
Pete Wentz, best bassist.
He would have. That's what he would have said.
Patrick Stump, best singer.
Yeah, he texted me earlier and he said, Fall Out Boy was actually really fun. Like today.
That.
Like
I believe
just
that.
Out of the blue.
Okay, what did you do for Stampede?
So that's it.
Really?
That's literally it. Yeah.
Is that normal for you? No,
no.
You said you were going to go
I
to the
grounds,
right?
Yeah.
You didn't go?
No, so we went to a bridal shower, my friend and I, on Saturday.
Disgusting.
Which is where I got really sunburnt, like really, really sunburnt. And then we had...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem.
Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to TalkSpace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at TalkSpace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at TalkSpace.com.
Like a date. We like went to dinner and we went to a movie. We went to the VIP theater. Oh.
The VIP theater?
Yes.
What do you mean?
VIP cinema.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's good.
What do you mean?
Really good seats. You order from your seat. You can order food and drinks and everything you want. And the one in University District is 18 plus.
Is it the Landmark?
No, it's Cineplex. But it's literally called VIP Cinema is what it's called. The Landmark ones are good. They have the good seats. These ones, the seats are like that, slightly better.
Okay.
And you order everything from your chair. And you can order liquor and food. And they have a kitchen. And
interesting.
It was really fun. I'd never been before.
I saw a Halloween movie at Landmark, and me and my friend were the only people there, and we were just like hitting the vape the entire time. It was a really good experience.
Landmark theaters are awesome.
Yeah.
I could see, my friend only goes to VIP now. That's like the only way she'll see a movie. But University District is really far, so I will probably do Landmark, but it was really fun.
Nice. Very, very what fun. Movie did you see?
Jurassic World.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything else.
I appreciate that.
But I'm not going to say anything else.
I appreciate that.
It was really fun. I mean, Jonathan Bailey, can't go wrong.
Meow.
Meow.
But Scarlett Johansson.
Also meow.
Also meow.
Also meow. But also honestly, meow. He was hotter than her in this movie.
I don't know why you feel the need to always wreck like destroy women at work. Why do you want to talk about women's bodies at work?
I never said anything about her body. Anyways, so, and she was kind of like throughout the day like, oh Janet, I've got that feeling. Don't just let it go. It's easier just let it go. In the minute of 46, I'm gonna write it down. Just move on.
That was momentous.
It was.
Did you catch the one that I said like right before?
No. Did you say one already?
I started it.
Fuck. Oh my God. I'm going to have to listen to this whole episode.
No, we got it.
So.
Who are you talking about?
My friend, Carly.
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 Carly's getting married?
She's been married for a couple of years.
Why are we talking about Carly?
Because she was with me at the bridal shower. We went on our date. She was going to go with me to Stampede.
Oh.
But like during the day, she was like, Janet, I have that, you know, that feeling in my throat that I might be sick tomorrow.
Oh.
And we were just hoping it was fine, hoping she would like sleep it off. She was like taking some cold meds, like just to try to like, and then she woke up on Sunday morning and she felt really bad.
Gross.
And I also was very sunburned. So I was like, honestly, I probably shouldn't be out in the sun. And Stefan was going that evening with a friend and he did invite me, which was very nice of him. But I like to stampede a really specific way.
Mm-hmm.
And
go to the wine gardens.
Yes.
Go through the dream house.
Yes.
People watch.
Yes. A little bit of food.
A little bit of food.
Yeah. One game.
One game.
Maybe two games.
Maybe two.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. And, and BMO. You gotta throw BMO in there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's after the wine gardens.
Usually before.
Or the wine gardens are in BMO.
It's the same building, yes. You walk through BMO to get to the wine gardens.
Okay.
And that's where all the good art is, too. So much good art. So he invited me, but...
You clearly aren't looking at the hot people enough.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to see his friend very often. So I didn't really want to ruin their good time.
You know, it's nice to like hang out, but it's also nice to let people be on their own.
Yeah, and it was really, and he genuinely would have been okay if I came. Yeah. Like it wasn't like a Stephen pity invite.
Doesn't seem like a
pity invite kind of guy.
Or like someone who's gonna be like real pressed about something.
No. But I wanted to let them chill. They were also going to a tent after, which I was not gonna do either way. So I decided not to go, and honestly, I didn't regret not going with him, but the next day, I was, like, talking to my mom, and she was like, oh, I like going to the grounds. I didn't go this year, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Why didn't I ask my mom to go?
Yo, so I was next sad. Time, if you go to the grounds with your mom, invite me.
Okay.
Okay.
No. So I was a little sad. It I go to the grounds like every year. So yeah. I'm a bit sad I didn't get to the grounds this year. Yeah. Wild Horse was on the table on Saturday. We decided to do VIP over Wild Horse, which honestly, my wallet was very thankful for. And that was all I was going to do, those three things. And I only, or those two, maybe three things. And I only ended up doing one of them. So it was a little sad. I love the grounds.
Yeah.
I know a lot of Calgarians hate Stampede. I am not one of those people.
Yeah.
I really like it. But Fall Out Boy was so fun.
Yeah.
I would like for them to just come here so I can pay $100 and actually see the concert.
So
and
you
not just hear it.
Yeah, you guys like weren't in the tent at all?
We were not. We were right on the edge.
Oh, okay.
We probably could have gotten into the tent. But the thing for me, unless I am right at the front or super far in the back, I can't see anything. Like I'm so short that I just
You are
like,
so short.
Yeah. I am so short.
That's a good point.
I just can't see anything. Like I have to be quite far away to see something. Or very close. Or like at a perfect you know, seeing through all the tall people, and that lasts for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? So we did not go like into the tent. We were right on the outside. We could see the screens. The sound was good. I thought I heard some complaints about the sound other nights, but I thought it was fine. But I would like to just see them actually now, really, is where I'm at.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. But it was, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really tired the next day. Oh, yeah. And I was hungover and I lost my voice, so I had to cancel work.
Of course you lost your, oh, yeah. No, I remember that.
Yeah. I was spiral sick.
Classic. Classic.
I'm mad about it because I know it makes me seem irresponsible. Knowing I have to work and like screaming at a concert, but other people can scream at concerts and I feel like I should be able to scream at a concert.
This is where your disability comes in.
Yeah, that's the disability.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that I lose my voice. It's that I refuse to change my behavior.
No. It is that you lose your voice and that you just don't want to have your disability.
Yeah, that's true.
Name one person who has a disability that at some point was like, I just wish this didn't happen.
A lot of people probably.
Really?
That would wish they don't have a disability?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Yes.
Who has a disability.
Yes.
Yeah.
But either way, I was irresponsible, if you want to see it that way. I lost my voice. But I had fun, and I'm just not going to change that about myself.
It seems like if you were going to, you probably would have done it by now.
Yeah. That did lead to a big spiral, though.
Yeah.
I was texting you and I was
suffering.
Spiraling.
Suffering.
I was like, I could get fired. Like, I might get fired if they look at our team's chat. I'm going to get fired.
Yeah.
And yeah, they look at my internet history.
I hope you get severance. I'd hope they, you know, maybe they'll do it without cause.
Oh, I would take it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can spin it as well as you can, though.
What do you mean?
Like, when you got fired last time. You spun it pretty good in the interview.
Oh, spun it.
Yeah.
I thought you said spend it. Oh, I was like, that wasn't really the fun part.
That wasn't the fun part.
I guess you're splitting rent with somebody. I know you don't rent.
I don't rent. What am I, a child?
What the fuck? What did you say fuck me for?
I didn't like it as soon as I said it.
I probably had my most busy Stampede that I've ever had since being in the city.
Just know I'm going to be filled with jealousy, but that's okay.
It was fine. I started off with Bleachers and Rebecca Black in the same night.
Right. Well, you did end up doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Friday was Boiler Room.
Okay.
And Sunday was Chainsmokers.
That was this weekend, no?
Yeah.
Okay. We're working. Okay. I thought we were starting on the first weekend.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It was all just in like those 4 days.
Of course. Okay.
And honestly, it was really interesting the first week where I was like, I'm not doing anything. And then I'm like, why?
I'm doing a lot.
I just want to do things. Mm-hmm. And then it turned out I did things and it was fun. Boiler Room was like, man, Badlands is like such an interesting tent
because
it's just fucking packed and shit.
Yeah.
And not necessarily my favorite vibes.
Okay.
Because people are just like, it's very like siloed. It's either like siloed or not siloed in a way that doesn't work for me.
Interesting. Okay.
But we ended up going to Kraft afterwards.
Oh, fun.
And that was really fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that night was pretty good. And then Thursday night, Bleachers and Rebecca Black.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Black was probably my least favorite event.
Shocking.
And my like crazy hot take is that the ratio of queer to not queer people was the highest at Rebecca Black. So I'm thinking the queers might not know how to party, Heather. They might not actually be cool.
Okay. That's a take you want to stand on.
Cancelled. But Bleachers was very fun.
Okay.
I'm really glad to have gone to Bleachers.
Where was that?
Coke Stage.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's fun.
But holy shit, man. I cannot stop listening to Bleachers now.
Really?
Just like some of the best shit for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'll wake up singing songs. And then when I like listen to songs, I'm like, fuck yeah.
I like that for you.
Everything's going to be okay, man.
Aww,
that's
nice.
It's beautiful. But yeah, holy shit. I'm really big into Bleachers. I think they're like, they are up in there with Taylor Swift.
Were you a fan
with
before?
Fan enough.
Okay. Up there with
like
Taylor
got,
Swift?
They've got
the
great tunes.
That's crazy. That's a crazy statement.
They've got those bangers that you're just like, oh yeah, this fucks. But all of it, it's like
I might have to get on board.
When I listen to a Taylor Swift album, I'm like, yeah, you know, like they're my favorites, and then they're like the ones that I don't love as much. But then you keep listening to the album, and you're like, I think I love every single song.
Yes.
Or there's
always
like that little bit of a hook in each song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing that Bleachers does that really speaks to me, or like really helps me get into it, is like they've always got like, what are you looking at?
That real.
A bird. Oh, wait, what?
Roo. Stephen Tucker for a...
I hate how he fucking goes from back to front. I hate that shit.
For the listeners, for context, he went out the front door and came in the backyard, and that is apparently not acceptable.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I don't expect that. Like in a lot of songs, they have like things... I do not know all the words to every Bleachers song.
Okay.
But I'll always know some words
Kay.
To a Bleachers song.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Enough to have fun. Cool. I like that.
And, like, you can sing along with the melodies. And everything's,
right.
like, they've got, like, a lot of, like, repetition
of
and whatnot. So,
yeah,
it's really good.
Fun.
So, I'm really happy to have that experience. And the Coke Stage always has that moment where the grandstand is doing the fireworks.
Right.
So it's like a magical moment when like you're near the end of your show and like there are all these fireworks going off. And it's like,
it's a time.
Wow, guys.
What a time to be alive.
Beautiful. And then Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
I was going to meet up with some friends. They ended up getting there later.
Okay.
But I just like ended up like posting up near the crowd or like at the edge of the crowd. And then ran into people that we work with.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? One of those people that we work with that you ran into was also at Fall Out Boy. And
really?
I talked to her about it all, like the day of. And
yeah.
she was like, okay, if you see me, you have to come say hi because I never know anyone.
Really?
All my friends run into everyone they know and I never run into anyone I know.
Now she's run into both of us.
Well, I didn't run into her. Sorry.
What the fuck? What the
Sorry.
Fuck?
I was more telling
I
that,
want
that
anybody
it was
who's listening to this to think... To tell me if you thought that Janet ran into that person
Sorry,
at the show.
I meant it to be like, you should feel special because she probably was really happy to run into you.
No, yeah, it was
I'm sorry.
The shorter one, right?
Yeah, the shorter one.
Yeah.
Who we don't actually work with anymore. But.
Never did.
True, actually true.
But that was good. Their friends were fun and... found like met some other people one person who they referred to as mommy, and I was like, do you want to be called mommy? Like this seems like a nickname kind of thing,
right?
That I don't need to call you mommy. And she's like, no, I prefer mommy. But it was really fun, and it got like so rainy, and it was raining really, really hard.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because at one point, like things were like misting inside the tent, and so with the lasers, you could see like the mist
Ooh, that's
in the lasers.
Fun. That's cool.
But yeah, and they just like Cowboys Tent is honestly a pretty decent vibe.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'd been to the tent before. Okay. Maybe once, like many years ago.
Okay, yeah.
But I've always kind of hated Cowboys in general. Yeah. But I really liked it.
I think they got a good mix going on.
Yeah. I like how big it is. The actual tent is not big. I think it's probably the same size.
No, yeah. It's a really cool ground. But all the space around
it is so cool. Because we stood right on the edge of the tent. And yeah, we couldn't see. I mean, you like would have been able to see. I think some of the people
I'm taller,
would have been able to see. They had fun.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just bring a box to stand on next time.
Yeah. And this is where my Rebecca Black take comes into play.
Okay.
I assume Cowboys was the ratio of like straightest people.
Probably.
To queer people. But it was like everybody was like a lot more fun and like mingly. And that was, man, every time you fucking reach and can't reach for a wine bottle is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Do I get to?
No, you have to reach for it. Sorry. I am short and I have little arms.
Chain Smokers. They played the song that I really wanted to hear last. They closed on it, which I was surprised.
What song?
Something Just Like This.
Very fun.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yep.
No, that's actually not.
That's not it.
That's not it, is it? But there was a guy I always like I would go up to guys taller than me and be like, hey, if you put me on your shoulders, we'll be the tallest thing here. And they always find it funny, but they never
would let me.
And then I thought about it afterwards that I was like, you know,
can I tell you something?
I don't know if I would want somebody's dick on the back of my head.
Right. Okay. I think Stefan's friend would put you on his shoulders.
Okay.
Which one? The one he was with at Badlands.
But he wasn't at the bachelorette party?
No, he doesn't live here. He lives out of town. But he's coming to the wedding.
I'll ask him.
Yeah. I mean, tall. He needs to probably be in a certain state of mind that he was at Badlands. And I don't know if he'll be in that state of mind at our wedding. Like, I don't know what kind of substances he's going to be consuming at the wedding.
I could.
Go for
procure.
Go for it. If you'd been at Badlands with him and asked him, he for sure would have put you on his shoulders.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm great material to put on shoulders.
Probably, yeah.
Other than the dick and balls on the back of the
head. Yeah, yeah. You need to be like in a state of mind where you don't care about dick and balls on your neck.
God, I don't know.
Like, I don't know if you've ever been in that state of mind.
I'd want to be able to. I think I'd want to, like, I think I'd be comfortable if the other person was wearing jeans.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. I wore the jean shorts that I stole, that I got from
work.
I got a great body for them.
I had my family over for dinner on Sunday in replacement of going to the grounds. And I made them all dress up in Stampede outfits so I could wear my Stampede outfit.
That's cute.
Because I was sad about not wearing it.
That's nice.
Yeah. That sounds like a really fun time.
It was fun. I'm glad that it all happened.
Yeah.
Before we end.
Yeah, I've got to tell you my shame story from today.
Oh.
I know we're over time.
Fuck.
But I still have to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, it depends how much you think I can say about the place that I work today on the podcast.
Do you think it matters? Ever feel as strongly about that as you do.
So I was at a correctional facility today, and we were in the room getting ready for, like, we were getting ready. We were putting stuff out, and the guard is in there, and he says, we might start a little late because the dog is here.
The bounty hunter?
So... Where would your mind go if he said that?
Drug dog.
Okay. So that's not where my brain went. My brain. My brain went.
Like the dogs they bring to the airport?
I was thinking therapy dog.
Okay.
Which I do feel like they've had there before. No, like I actually... Stop winking at me. Like, I feel like the old person we used to work with mentioned the therapy dogs, like pals going in.
The elder. That's what I'm saying. The airport dogs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you know I've got a vendetta against pals?
No, but I want to hear about it. They also have drug dogs at the airport, so that was confusing.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so that's what I thought. Didn't clarify. It was kind of just like an offhand comment, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone comes into the room. We're starting session. And then, like, things are happening in the hallway. People are getting distracted. And one of them says, oh, I can see the dog is here. And I was like, oh, can you see it? And she was like, no, I can see its handler, though. And I know that's its handler. And I was like, oh, did anyone get to see the dog? I just kind of was like an offhanded thing. No one really said anything. One person whispered under their breath, I hate that fucking dog. And then like 5 minutes later, there's people lining up in the hallway and they're looking down. And I'm like, holy fuck, it's the drug dog. And I just asked all of these people if they saw it. They got to see the dog today. But it was like, it was too long after, like, when I realized the truth after my comment to say anything.
I would have gone for it.
Like, it was just, it had been too long. They also, it was fine. Like, we had awesome session. Attitudes were good. We had fun.
But nobody said anything to the dog today.
And then my co-facilitator and I were both, she was like, I thought it was a therapy dog too, but she didn't actually say anything. And then we were both in the car and I was just like, oh my fucking God, I can't believe I asked women in a correctional facility if they'd seen the drug dog today.
I wouldn't have said women in a correctional facility. Because correctional facility, at least, you have some.
Oh my God. Okay, quack it. Specific. Quack it twice now.
I said specifical.
Specific. Did you?
Yeah.
The rosé is getting to you. You can quack it twice then.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anywho.
That was my shame moment of today.
I like that. That's really funny.
Yeah.
You guys see the dog today?
No one said anything. And I was like, okay, I guess no one likes. Were like, no. And I was like, okay. And then in my head, I was like, oh, shit, are they going to be grumpy because they missed the dog? I literally thought that, you know, because sometimes we have them during, like, yard time or whatever. And then they're like, you can kind of get the attitude that they're, like, kind of bummed, which is totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, fuck, is that the attitude?
I didn't cover my mouth when I yawned because I figured my mic was covering all of it. Is that true?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Okay, sweet.
I saw that you yawned, but I didn't see it.
I was like, I don't think my face.
No, I saw that you yawned. Well. I just didn't see inside your mouth. which is really what you're asking.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my shame moment of today.
I love that.
Yeah. And I wanted to tell you about it, but I had to wait till now.
Speaking of shame, again, I've had like another idea of the podcast direction, right?
That's right.
That I think is worth telling people.
Things are going to be changing.
Based on so many people in my life having amazing breakup and
like
relationship
so many
stories
in your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is wrong with your friends?
Okay. Okay.
This is the attitude I'm going to be bringing. So
I like
they better
it.
Know.
Okay, okay. I think having the switch from me being the bully to you being the bully is...
Even that story you're telling me today, I had lots of judgment.
Oh my God. It didn't get better.
No.
I'll tell you
really
about it afterwards.
Judgment. Oh, really? There's more? Okay. I really had judgment on everyone involved.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, where I thrive.
Yeah.
I don't reserve.
Except the person who just invited someone to a wedding.
What?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it would be really cool if we start bringing guests on to tell us about like the crazy fucking things that have happened in their relationship.
Agreed.
Like this one friend that I have, I don't know if it was post breakup or during the relationship where he wanted them to pay for the depreciation they caused on his Tesla. I've never heard that story before. But the same guy also, like, after he broke up with them, he was like, hey, you promised to buy me a knife And I think people's word is like really important. So I think you still like owe me that knife.
We thought you told me we were spending together ever. It was supposed to be good. It was supposed to be you told me we were spending forever together and you broke your word. So I'm not buying you a fucking knife.
But I think another reason why I want to do this is because there are so many like good stories out there that I want to be able to A, hear and also tell to other people.
Yes.
So like I have so many stories to tell, but I feel like as soon as somebody tells it on a podcast, then I can tell it to other people. Because I've got a story right now that I would love to tell that I've technically been telling pretty much every single person that I've met.
But now you want permission.
Now I want to, And arguably, I don't think it's ever going to, it's going to be a while.
Okay.
Before I.
Well, before this person is ready for us to make fun of them.
Yeah.
That's kind of where these people need to be at. They need to be at the point with whatever the story is that they're okay with us ripping them and the other person apart.
Well, because like I'm at the point in my breakup where I'm like, I actually don't think this person liked me enough.
Right.
And it's like, what kind of bullshit did I put up with over someone who didn't like me enough?
Right.
And that's where like the shame on me comes from.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's also really interesting because when people are in relationships, it's really easy to be like, oh, that's a red flag. Don't put up with that shit at all. But when you're in the relationship, you're like, what? Am I just going to like wreck an entire relationship just because of like one thing,
or
I'm gonna
really
be like
something that I've been thinking about a lot or like realizing a lot.
What do we need to talk to Stefan about?
No, not in that way. Just like, yeah, it's a lot easier from the outside to be like, well, you've been told this thing about this person, why don't you believe this thing? Or why aren't you acting on this thing? And it's like, am I not supposed to have my partner's back, or am I not supposed to like, there's all those things we have to work through.
And when it comes to like loving somebody, if you're able to love them wholly, like they aren't going to be perfect.
Yeah. Man, it's complicated.
It's very complicated.
Because like you also deserve to be treated how you want to be treated. And you're allowed to be like, nah, I'm not okay with that.
Totally.
And I don't want to work through that.
Totally. But then you also get to be like, I don't want to be treated that way. This person seems like they don't want to treat me that way. And I don't think it's worthwhile. Like if things like aren't repeating.
Yeah.
Then like, what are we doing? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
But I think like instead of being like, oh, these are all the times where you should have gotten out of that relationship. It's like, this is very normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where, I think that's a very beautiful place for the podcast to land.
I also want the people we have on to tell us about all the shitty things that they've done. Because
I don't know if we can fit that all in an hour.
That's true. That's true. We'll have to see.
But where does that come from for you?
Well, you're right. The shame piece can go both ways. I think it's good for people to own up to their own shit in the situation.
Yeah.
So I think if that's happening.
Honestly, maybe like the shitty things that we do to other people make us feel like, oh, well, I guess like other people are allowed to do shitty things.
True.
To us.
True. Maybe it'll just come out naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that shit will just come out naturally.
Yeah.
A nice BM.
How
often are you pushing?
I don't want to talk about that. I'm just going to keep going on a different track. Just like this time of the podcast, this era, if you will.
Okay.
Of the podcast. We're just going to figure it out as we go.
We're just going to figure it out as
we
go along.
We really have no idea what we're doing.
Other than chit-chatting.
Other than chit-chatting. Great times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had like I think the audience that we had today was enjoying themselves.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had fun today.
Yeah.
That's kind of all that matters.
Yeah. That Janet has fun today.
I have fun. Correct.
Okay.
See you next time. Talk to you next time.
Till next time.
Bye.
No scaries.
Why don't we try again?
Okay. What do we want it to be? You say.
Talk to you next time. You say no scaries. And then we say bye.
What if I pitch? Can I pitch on your pitch?
Yeah. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. Build.
I do like till next time.
Till next time. Okay.
And I don't know if you like talk to me. Talk.
No, I have no
talk next. Talk.
I have no feelings about it whatsoever.
Talk to you next time.
Yeah.
Who's who are we saying?
Well, I think the thing is, I say see you next time, and that sounds weird because we're not going to see them. So I tried to change it to talk. Till next time works for me.
And honestly, I think with the because in the beginning I sing the song, you do. Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. My name's Janet. I'm Jimmy.
Your voice did not change enough for that to be a mimicking.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm not.
But
that
at the
loud.
End, the ending is we haven't like stuck the landing on the ending.
No, we have not.
And so even if somebody's just wants to like call it, they say till next time.
Okay.
The other person says no scaries.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. I like that. Till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.